and this ability to be in a
in the right place at the right
at the right time. Yeah. Asha. Oh, where are you? Oh, Asha. Oh no! Oh my God! Where are you?
Dear listeners, this podcast is created by the Linguistov team.
Order a free English lesson with us at www.linguistov.ru.
And if you want to share your opinion and ideas regarding our discussions, you can email us at info@linguistov.ru.
Good afternoon.
So how are you today? Have you been working all morning?
Today I overslept.
You overslept? I don't believe that. No, yeah. I don't.
No, I woke up at 4.
Oh my God. And, overslept because you were planning to wake up at 3. I got upset today with one of my students. You know, he's an elementary student. I would say that elementary student who needs to revise the elementary course.
Okay.
And another problem of his is that he constantly breaks into Russian. Every time he doesn't understand something, every time he encounters a word that he doesn't know, he breaks into Russian. And that really gets on my nerves. And I try to tell him, like, well, even if you don't understand something, try asking that in English. Why do you break into Russian? And he wrote me an email yesterday saying that that our lessons are boring.
And nice.
He thinks that we should proceed to studying other tenses. And for some reason, a lot of students are really preoccupied with tenses. And he thinks that present continuous, present perfect, past simple, past perfect continuous are really important for him. And I was like, oh my God. But I was like, okay. So, I mean, whatever. If you want to study present perfect when you don't even know how to use present simple, well, that's your choice. And anyway, today we had a class and I told him, so you want to study the tenses? And he's like, yes, I really need the tenses. I'm like, okay. But every time we spoke very simple things, he broke into Russian. So, and I got really upset and I decided to dedicate my next article to such kinds of students who think that the tenses are important and while they can't even use the present simple tense correctly, and who think that they know everything while they can't even explain their idea without breaking into Russian. So I was an upset teacher today. Of course, if you pay, you are free to choose what you want, and I understand that. But there has to be some kind of respect to your experience. I mean, you've graduated the linguistic university, and you have some experience of teaching. Why doesn't the student listen to what you recommend? Isn't that easier? It's pretty much the same as you go into the gym and you say, "I want to work out first," and I don't want this. I want to do this only. And the coach tells you, okay, this is not going to work. This is not effective. Your muscles are going to ache. And in 3 days' time, you'll quit. And you say, no, that's what I want. This is stupid. Someone's made a huge snowman outside. And it's looking into my window.
Really? So was it on purpose?
Yeah, because I live on the first floor, and the snowman is really huge, and it has a carrot as its nose.
Does it look exactly at your window or somewhere?
It's beeping at my window.
So really, is it like directed towards your window?
One eye is looking at me, or maybe not at me, but I feel that it's looking at me. I'm gonna take a picture after this.
Yes, yes, do. Because maybe you have like a some kind of a secret
admirer,
admirer, And this is the way that he wants to, you know, to show his affection towards you.
But, you know, the snowman isn't the one that's, I don't know. I wouldn't think that that's...
Maybe there is someone in the snowman.
Maybe. I haven't thought about it.
Maybe this is your secret admirer.
Okay, I need to check.
Yes, you need to check.
I need to punch him on the face.
Get a knife.
I'm going to go to court. If there is a bar outside. I'm going to punch him in the face.
Yeah,
if
okay.
If he cries, then I say, surprise! I knew you were there!
It's a gentle sobbing noise from the inside.
I was expecting you to kiss me.
Yes!
Punch me.
So, yeah. Maybe there are some spies.
I went to the vet the other day, mm-hmm. and there was this doctor, very handsome and very charismatic.
Mm-hmm.
And the surprising thing is he's
not married.
That's the bad surprise. The surprising thing is I told him that I needed to go to Chelny, and I didn't know that I had to wait for 30 days. And he's like, okay, come on the 15th. I'll have it ready. And it was like, you know, a very secret thing. And I was like, oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. And then he did my dog some shots. But the thing is, the shot against rabies is free only for the residents of St. Petersburg.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have this propiska, you have to pay about 500 rubles. If only against rabies, if it's a composite shot, then about 900 rubles.
Mm-hmm.
And I was ready to pay. And then he's like, I put it that you have a registration. I was like, oh. So it was such a conspiracy that attracted me in him, you know. And I thought about him for 2 days.
Mm.
It's just, you know, it's just a very attractive, very charismatic and very funny guy. And the funny thing about him was that while he was working, he was opening his cupboard from time to time to drink Coke. And he's like, I'm so thirsty. And he was drinking Coke, you know, from time to time. And that was just funny. I just like funny guys, like the one that I was telling you the other day. So anyway, and then he called me yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and he said, and by the way, why did he call? And he chipped my dog, you know, did a shot with a chip, so that mm-hmm. now she has a microchip inside under her skin. And he said that he put her on the database in St. Petersburg.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him, is it possible to do it around the whole Russia? And he's like, well, there is a website called Animal ID. You can do that over there. And then he's like, but actually only vets can do that. And so he called me the other day, like the following day, and he said that he had put my dog on that database. And I was like, wonderful. Maybe we can go for lunch. And he was like, I'll text you later. That's what he said. I was like, okay. And so he texted me that he's married with two kids. And I was so disappointed because he was such a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I came to? I made a conclusion that the best males
mm-hmm.
are taken as puppies. The snowman. Actually, yeah, you know.
It's kind of unusual try to attract a woman's attention with a snowman.
No, actually, it's not the first time that someone's trying to attract my attention using my window, using the weak point of mine living on the first floor.
So what were other signs?
You know, from time to time, children shout at my window.
What do they shout? What?
I don't know. They're shouting something. They look at me. They make faces. Sometimes somebody knocks at my window and asks for a cigarette.
Okay.
The most surprising thing was this one about 3 months ago. Somebody knocked and asked if I had a cigarette.
That's cool.
So actually, you know, I feel like I'm a receptionist of the first floor.
Well, yeah. I wonder if anything like that happens to your neighbors who live on the same
floor. Actually, you know, the house is half empty. I mean, this apartment block is half empty. Mm-hmm. So I am one of the few living on the first floor mm-hmm. and actually being at home during the day. Mm-hmm. Most of the people are at work.
Yeah,
I'm a receptionist. Yeah, if somebody can ask me to open the front door, they put, like, sure, yes. But well, it gets on my nerves when they distract me while I'm doing something important, like recording a podcast or, I don't know, having a lesson. I have to explain to myself, I'm sorry, somebody's knocking at my window.
Yeah,
maybe they want a cigarette.
You can actually open a business.
Actually, yes. You know, I can have a mini bar.
True.
Do you want a cigarette with your coffee, sir?
Sugar? Yeah.
Well, that's a great idea because while they are reaching their apartment, which is probably on the 15th floor, mm-hmm. they can sip their coffee.
Yeah.
And smoke their cigarette. And I can break the lift from time to time to make sure that the journey to the 15th floor takes time. So that they can order two cups of coffee,
yeah.
Not just one. That's a good idea.
Yeah, the elevator today, it doesn't really work. So maybe you want not one cup of coffee, but maybe two cups of coffee. And maybe a newspaper with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that would be a
possibility. Actually, you don't need to go home. What is that?
Just stay here. Maybe you want to have some lunch.
Oh, yeah. Just stay here. Here's your TV. You can play with my dog.
Yeah.
The cash register is over there. And I'm gonna make you lunch. Yeah, just a minute.
9 unbelievable pieces of art that actually were sold. The first one is called Artist Shit. It was sold for 124,000 euro.
Is it like a piece of art, or
yes,
is it?
It is a piece of art. Okay. Artist Shit is a 1961 artwork by the Italian artist Piero Manzoni. The work consists of 90 tin cans filled with feces. At the time the piece was created, Manzoni was producing words that explored the relationship between art production and human production.
How much does this artwork cost?
124,000 euros.
You hear, Lola?
Work, okay. Yeah?
Work! To create! If you presume that this person is extremely talented, then... Why not? Maybe they are they have some unusual shape in the form of a rose. You do imagine, yeah?
Yes, thank you, Asha.
I don't know. Maybe some great idea is hidden behind the surface. Who knows? I mean,
maybe there is some practical purpose here.
Art is very complicated. It's not that easy to mm-hmm. comprehend it. So, okay.
Okay, you're right. Next one. It's called non-existent art.
I already love it.
Sold for $10,000.
I love it.
The Museum of Non-Visible Art is an organization that hosts and sells art that exists only in the imagination of the artist.
Okay, the question is, do they sell it for real money or for imaginable money? Because if for imaginable non-existent money, non-existent art, real money for real art.
In 2011, a woman paid $10,000 for a piece entitled Fresh Air. I wonder if she packed it somehow and brought it home. So,
I think she paid for the delivery.
Maybe. So
it reminds me of those you know, small businesses which started like selling the air of St. Petersburg in bottles, the bottled air of St. Petersburg, or the water from Neva River,
mm-hmm,
something like this,
sand.
Which apparently is not from Neva, but from some kind of tap water. Yeah, I actually watched the interview with the founders of this businesses. It's not very profitable, they said, but they say that people need something like this. People live in the material world, and they are sick of real things. They want something that triggers their imagination. So that's why, not surprising.
Piss Christ, which is a crucifix submerged into a glass of artist's urine, sold for $15,000. Yeah. Piss Christ is a 1987 photograph. It's not even the artwork itself, it's just a photograph, by the American artist and photographer Andres Serrano. It depicts a small plastic crucifix submerged in a glass of the artist's urine. The piece caused a scandal when it was exhibited in 1989 and received money.
I don't know. I don't really understand all this.
The meaning of it.
Not the meaning, the point. There is no great idea and there is no great art, but people want popularity and they make something provocative.
That's true, yeah.
I don't understand such kinds of tricks, you know.
Next one is called Red Mirror. It is sold for $750,000. Gerrit Richter is a German visual artist regarded as the top-selling living artist. But this one is really just red paint on a mirror.
Again, the idea is not new. So, too expensive for a second-hand idea.
Yeah, it's true.
Sorry, what's his name?
Gerrit Richter.
So, sorry, Gerald. No. What's the next one?
Next one. New York City garbage cubes. Sold for $50 each. So anyone can buy a souvenir of New York City, but since 2001 you can own another important artifact of the city, it's garbage. So it's probably plastic cubes, which are transparent, and inside there are some pieces of garbage.
$50, that's not much.
That's free.
Okay.
But for rubbish.
Well, this yeah. New York.
New York, yes. You see,
New York, what
it's
do
an
you
expensive
want?
City.
It's
yeah.
An expensive city. The prices in New York are high.
Yeah, probably also New York City rats are also, you know, quite expensive. So
okay, that's you get what you pay for.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
Next one. This painting by New York abstract artist Barnett Newman was sold for a record $44 million. So this is a blue canvas, and in the middle of it, there is a zipper.
Like a triumph to blue jeans. 50 years of blue jeans. And Lana Del Rey singing in the background. Don't know, I like the concept of blue jeans. I think they're stylish. So maybe I'd buy this artwork, but not for this amount of money, of course. But okay. So let's define art. I got confused. Art is supposed to have some message, yeah?
It's true, yes.
But actually, everything can have a message as long as you assign this message. Yeah. I mean, I can leave a half empty cup of coffee on the table and say something like, "She died." And that would carry a message. What do you think? I need an expert's opinion. Can you call it art?
You see,
there is something in there, certainly, yeah?
Sure, because there's such a message in it, yeah.
Yep. And some atmosphere, yeah? But it's just art stops being art when it becomes mainstream.
What is art, yeah, according to the dictionary?
Art is for the few who are able to comprehend and to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And when it becomes mainstream, when everybody is a photographer, right now, I mean, with this digital cameras, we all have these digital cameras now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and we all can upload pictures on Instagram and, you know, things like that. And does it make us all photographers? Does it make those who can use Photoshop designers? Does it make those who can make these weird installations, does it make them artists? So it's just mainstream, and that's why I don't think that it can be called art.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as people are having fun. you have to painstakingly think about a certain concept. You have to make a lot of attempts, probably, yeah? So it has to be you being inside out.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a process, not just a random short, you know. I think in this auctions or events, it's sort of commerce. Like you know, you're looking at something abstract. You have no idea what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
You have no idea why they did it.
Mm-hmm.
But just because somebody thinks it's cool, you think it's cool. It's just a kind of business,
mm-hmm.
you know, to sell simple things for not simple money. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I can't explain it why.
Yeah.
It motivates other people.
Mm-hmm.
Other artists do the same.
Mm-hmm.
They think, wow, if he sold that picture for that much money, why I can do the same. And as a result, we have lots of boring pictures. And we don't understand why they cost so much. And we think, maybe I'm no good at art, understanding art.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm no critic.
Yeah.
But it's, or maybe I am just very primitive. I don't know. Talking about changing from one style to another, in Picasso's case, I agree, it worked, and
mm-hmm.
he was probably in a constant searching of
mm-hmm.
himself, of, I don't know, some kind of epiphany, yeah? But talking about other artists, I would prefer them sticking to one style throughout. Because it would make me think that the people are, you know, not very professional. They are.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what they where they belong. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In my opinion, the greatest artist is someone who has a message
mm-hmm.
to transmit, to say,
mm-hmm.
without, and not only visual artist, any kind of artist, a musician, a singer, an actor, and that's why I love certain performers, even Hollywood performers, American performers, although they are famous for this lack of individuality, yeah. I respect some of them simply because they have something to say. They are doing a tremendous work, a huge work, because there is some kind of an idea that
mm-hmm.
they want other people to know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is amazing. And when you compare these people with some who don't have this idea,
mm-hmm.
you see the difference. And that's pretty much the same with visual artists,
mm-hmm.
photographers.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be some clear, very clear message. Anyway, I'm planning to just save my voice.
Switch off your phone. Refuse to have Wi-Fi in your...
Oh, no Wi-Fi. That's the cheapest hotel ever.
Great.
You can forget about Wi-Fi. You know, that's the cheapest tour. Just breakfast, hotel, and sea. That's it. I developed an indifference towards traveling in general.
Mm-hmm.
And especially to such countries as Egypt or Tokyo. I'm sorry, Egypt. Nothing, no offense, but
I think that they understand.
Well, I think they do. So, I mean, if I had a choice, I would never ever. But thanks God, they have these cheap tours. So,
thank you very much for this conversation.
Thank you.
Yes.
And
we'll talk to each other in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yes. Bye. Yes.
Lots of books and discussions at www.lingvistov.ru.